This is TRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese lawmakers approving a new nuclear safety law. The new law sets up an interagency nuclear safety mechanism, also creates a new national committee, which would be in charge of any nuclear accidents, as well as regulations connected to employee health at nuclear facilities throughout China. Reactor operators also going to have to set aside money to deal with treatment of spent fuel, radioactive waste, and decommissioning. A full section of the new law also dedicated to the transparency of the industry, requiring the government to disclose the results of testing and maintenance of the country's nuclear facilities. There are currently 36 nuclear reactors generating power in China, plans now in place for the creation of at least 20 more. It's been announced that the BRICS New Development Bank will start providing funds to the private sector next year. Around 30% of the bank's business is going to be directed toward the private sector. The NDB seeded with $100 billion when it was set up in 2014. However, the money has only been on offer to governments or public programs. The new development bank, rolling out just over $1.5 billion last year, is expected to hand out around $2.5 billion through the course of this year. Kenya's Supreme Court declaring President Uhuru Kenyatta's election victory invalid due to irregularities committed by the election board, ordering a new vote within 60 days. It's the first time that a vote result has been canceled in the country's history. The decision setting up a new race for the presidency between Kenyatta and veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga, the biggest economy in East Africa, has a history of disputed elections. Weeks of unrest breaking out following the poll in 2007, which Odinga challenged after being declared the loser. Russian authorities labeling a planned search of homes of Russian staffers in San Francisco as provocative. U.S. authorities announcing plans to search the apartments of Russian consular staffers in San Francisco later on this Saturday. It follows an announcement by U.S. authorities that the Russian consulate in the Californian city has to be shut down. U.S. State Department also ordering Russia to shutter a chancery annex in Washington, D.C., as well as a consular annex in New York later on this Saturday as well. Move in response to Moscow severely restricting the number of U.S. consular staffers in Russia after the U.S. Congress hit Russia with a new round of sanctions connected to its alleged meddling in the U.S. presidential election. The U.S. Department of Energy announcing that it's putting an additional 4.5 million barrels of crude oil into the market through its Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Hurricane Harvey shutting down more than 20% of U.S. refinery capacity. Thursday is seeing the first release of SPR oil to a refinery in Louisiana since Hurricane Isaac struck the Gulf region in 2012. 10 refineries on the U.S. Gulf Coast shut down this past week as a result of Hurricane Harvey. 6 have begun restarting. Gas prices in the United States spiking as a result of Harvey, hitting around $2.40 per gallon. A new X-ray laser, the European X-FEL, being put into service in the German city of Hamburg. The 3.4-kilometer-long X-FEL generating extremely intense X-ray flashes, which are to be used to help advance various areas, including medicine, biology, chemistry, energy, and information technology. The flashes are produced in underground tunnels. They're going to allow scientists to map atomic details of viruses, film chemical reactions, as well as study the processes of the interior of the planets. Chinese tourists in South Africa to get more opportunities to pay via their smartphones. Alipay partnering up with local brand Zapper to enable payment through the Alipay app at 10,000 Zapper-affiliated merchants. Chinese tourists will be able to search for a destination through Alipay's in-app discovery platform and pay for their orders in renminbi by scanning a QR code. Official data showing over 110,000 Chinese tourists visiting South Africa in 2016, up almost 40% year-on-year. UEFA now investigating Paris Saint-Germain to determine whether the French club broke European football's financial fair play rules. This comes on the heels of PSG signing French teenager Kylian Mbappe from Monaco for 180 million euros. The club also dishing out a record 222 million euros last month for Neymar. UEFA rules ban clubs from spending more than their generated revenue. The idea is to keep the transfer market from being blown out of proportion. If found guilty, PSG could be kicked out of the Champions League. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.